The Food and Drug Administration looked at scientific studies on barley and decided the soluble fiber in the grain helps reduce cholesterol. This can lead to heart disease, so people like Milwaukee area nutritionist Judy Mayer are eager to see the health claims on labels.
It also is beneficial for people that have diabetes because it stays in your stomach longer, so you have a slower release of glucose into your bloodstream.
Mayer works at Outpost Natural Foods, which has stores in Wauwatosa and Milwaukee. She's an avid reader of food labels. She acknowledges that not everyone is, and oftentimes they're selective.
They look at sugar, they look at fat, but they very seldom look at the fiber. So it's my mission in life to get people to read those labels, and I think they are so helpful, and there's so much information there, but often misread.
This concern is shared by UW-Madison dietitian Monica Tice. She worries that people will eat a particular food as a panacea for health problems instead of improving their overall diet or lifestyle.
What I get so concerned about is that people aren't making other changes, for example, just simply eating less and more nutrient dense. You know, some of those messages just don't seem to sink in.
More consumers are attempting to eat their way to health instead of taking medication. It's a trend that food marketers have seized on. Mary Sullivan is an executive with the National Barley Foods Council.
There's a lot of folks out there who have had to consume drugs and are looking for ways to lower their blood cholesterol without having to take a pill every day.
Sullivan says the government-sanctioned health claim will apply to a wide range of barley products, but not beer. Most of the marketing effort is likely to be aimed at barley cereal. Sullivan also predicts manufacturers will come out with barley snack foods. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.